Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hassa, Team Reba, Remax Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Austin from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
Yeah, and we're still here with Bob Ward of Perpetual Business, talking about business successions. I can't even say that, or transitions.
That's right.
There's a lot of S's in that.
That's right. So, you know, I'm working on your new logo. You know, you take the suck out of successions. So, you know, you're going to help us. You're going to help these businesses kind of keep their.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Oh, that's the next thing I'm putting on social
I'm
media.
I'm here for you, Bob.
Thanks, Eric.
New tagline.
There
he's so excited to be here with
that's
us.
That's right. That's right.
I'm remembering apples for some reason.
I didn't warn them about the show.
Well, all right.
That's the only way I can get people to come on.
A realtor, how bad could it be, right? Yeah, well.
At least we have a good time.
Now you know.
Taking this suck out of succession, I love it.
Bob, owner of a Perpetual Business, and it's business valuations and continuity, building legacies for businesses. I have a family member who has over the last 30-plus years, built up a very successful manufacturing business. And now they've reached the point where you're not getting any younger. And the business is running on all cylinders, and there's suitors out there.
Lovely.
So I've sort of watched this process, you know, over the years as they've sort of prepped this business and got it to this point. And it involves a lot of hard work and a lot of training and coaching and mentoring, you know, to get the right people in the right places to sort of have a bench, you know, of capable people, you know, that can kind of run in, you know, come in behind.
Good foundation.
And you know, but that's something that doesn't just happen. And so I'm really, you know, pleased that you're here today, you know, talking about this, because, you know, so many businesses I look at, even as a banker, I look at businesses that, you know, the key person is the chairman, the spokesperson, the number one salesperson. They have all the contacts.
Exactly.
And what happens if they go?
Everything goes with them unless it's planned otherwise.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep, yep.
So over the break, we were talking about some of the steps that you take. And one of the key steps, you know, is valuation. So how do you go about valuing a business?
Valuation really is rather simple. There's two components, and the second one is by far the largest. The first is your assets, and that's just liquidation value. If the business is not running, what will those assets sell for on Craigslist or eBay or to liquidation?
Sure.
So there's step one. Step two is the real valuation of a business, which is the sustainability of its cash flow.
Right.
That's what a buyer wants.
Yes.
They're going to make a big investment. What's the return on that investment?
Right.
So you've got normalized or pure cash flow that you have to solve for. And once you have that, then you've got a market multiplier.
Mm-hmm.
And the combination of the multiplier times the cash flow is what your
blue sky, your
goodwill value is.
Sure.
And that is the true value of a business. That multiplier is going to be anywhere from 0 to 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
5 means everything's going to run just perfectly without that owner. 0 would be the scenario you described where the owner leaves, everything leaves with the owner.
Got it. And of course, a buyer is going to have a different multiplier than the seller, you know, just like if you're selling or buying a home, you know.
Well, I don't have anybody that challenges my
valuation. I was going to say, that's kind of like
good.
Yes and no, because on mergers and acquisitions, I mean,
it's an objective price.
Right.
And everything's laid out. There's a narrative there. All the numbers are supporting it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had anybody argue with that.
Are you using some sort of, is there a market tool that tells you the multiplier for this industry is this, or it's really more based on the actual?
That's a great question, because lots of people, organizations will do valuations. Mine is proprietary to me. I created it. Yes, there's national averages, regional averages for different industries, but I don't think that's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Each business is unique, and just because there's
a
national average,
right?
What does that have to do with your business?
Right.
Well,
yeah.
And I've seen mortgage companies. You know, of course, that's kind of my world.
It's okay.
That it
have
is?
Been sold, and at a very high price, and after the sale, the sales force leaves. They don't like the management.
Yep.
You know, they don't like the transition. Now all of a sudden, it's very clear that the buyer paid way too much for that business because they were relying on that sales force staying.
Right, but that's also, you know, bad on that buyer for not having done
the due diligence.
Yeah, they should have done better and figured out those dynamics.
Here's the key to this whole little conversation, the sub-conversation we're having. Business is about its people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh,
no
true.
Question.
True, true.
That is what sustains that cash flow. If I'm looking at buying a business and the average longevity of the people there are a matter of a few years, that indicates high turnover. There isn't anybody with sticking power that has that institutional knowledge to carry the business on to the next. If they're there an average of 10, 15, 20 years, the key people have that longevity. And if the current owner had the foresight to maybe have some executive bonus plans or golden handcuffs on those people a share of ownership where they're locked in, that's where a buyer will pay up because of the sustainability of the cash flow.
Got it.
Yeah.
And do you see situations where, say a business is sold and the new buyers will contractually keep on existing staff or their key members
absolutely
to stay in there? Yeah. And same thing, you've got to just figure out, you have to, so is that part of your model to figure out what's the market price for that?
My valuation model is based on multiple factors, six of them to be precise. Three of them revolve around people. One is the independence the business has of the owner. Can the owner just be absentee, be gone, and the business won't even know the difference?
Right.
That's really important.
Right.
And then looking at the production staff.
Right.
And looking at the customer-facing staff, those other two, how long have those people will be there, and how are they likely going to stay?
Interesting. And are you so a lot of data going into that process? Are you so? And it sounded like so you're interviewing. Are you interviewing the entire staff?
No, but I am interviewing anybody who is a potential successor.
Got it.
Owner.
Okay.
But you keep mentioning some of the key people. Are you not having conversations with them too, or are you asking the owner about what their comp plans are?
And the successor buyer.
Okay.
And I'm looking at the date of their longevity, their pay structure.
So that, because you're going in fairly early in the process on this too, there's an opportunity potentially, if it's not already done, for someone to put those things in place then, right? So it's not that you have to have already done that. This might help you get through that process with somebody who's got some experience having done that.
And sometimes I'm hired to start a process and through that initial discovery process in step one, I will go back to the owner and say, you're just not ready.
Right. No, that makes sense. I mean, it's like if I look at somebody and go, now's not a good time for you to sell.
Exactly.
Because you're not prepared and you're not willing to do the right things to get there.
And that's the advice that professionals like you will give to get the best outcome.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I had somebody the other day that was asking me about selling their house, and they have a two-month timeline, and I looked all around their house and went, I think you need some help because that's a mighty aggressive timeline. And it's a lady in her 50s that's got some health, you know, back issues, and she's got all heavy furniture. And I'm like, yeah, you're not going to be able to do this by yourself. There's no way in 2 months you're going to be able to do all this. Yeah. But we can help you. We can do these things. But I also still want you to understand that when you call me to say that you need to delay, I will understand. Because I'm already not certain that we'll be able to get there in 2 months anyway. So, no, that's great that you have that opportunity. Because I know, like I mentioned in the real estate space, and of course I always have to bring this back to real estate because it is a real estate show. But there are a lot of people looking at this because to Eric's question about multipliers and what have you, right now most people think that it's like the large companies, like a REMAX or something that would be a bought and sold type of thing. And brokerages do get sold and brands get bought and sold, but actually teams are being bought and sold now. And the multipliers on a team are anywhere from 2 to 7, with the typical being anywhere from 2 to 4. But it is all built on what are all the systems in place, how do they manage that database, you know, what are the marketing tools that they've got, who do they have in some key roles, but can it be, because that's the whole thing in real estate is it's always like, oh, look at me, I'm this agent doing this thing. And, you know, like we're even considering changing the name Team Reba because that alone potentially takes away my saleability of my company down the road. I don't have any plans on doing it for, you know, probably 5 to 10 years, but that still is something I have to think about very heavily.
Thinking 5 to 10 years, you want to actually be working on it right now.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm working with my business coach right now to talk about that and say, you know, after 15 years of having that brand, what might it do?
And regarding people that we were talking about just a little bit earlier, an inside buyer is more likely to be successful than an outside buyer. That mm-hmm. inside buyer, that key employee or employees already know the business.
Right.
They know the systems,
procedures.
They have
the institutional knowledge. Yeah.
And someone coming in from the outside does not have those connections. They don't have mm-hmm. any loyalty to the people or
right.
vice versa. Inside has a much higher success rate than outside.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just showing Reba something. Have you seen that movie, Office Space?
I'm trying not to laugh.
I have not, no.
Okay. Anybody that's watched the movie Office Space, there are two efficiency experts in Office Space, and both are named Bob. And I'm thinking we got one of them on the show right now. So
I'm all about efficiency, Eric, and effectiveness and success.
Yes, feel free to go to our Facebook pages to find that one. I'm going to share it off of his site. That's hysterical.
That's awesome. Well, okay, so Bob, so we've talked about discovery. We've talked about valuation. Financing, how do you fit into that neat little
that's
niche?
Always interesting. Similar to you, Eric.
Okay.
Most often have to be creative.
Mm-hmm.
Our country's not done a very good job saving money.
Really?
And those people
never thought of that.
Who do
that's why we have first-time homebuyer classes and
exactly.
down financing options.
That first-time business sellers do.
That's right.
There you go.
The people who do have money tend to be over 50, 55 years old. They're okay. not the ones looking to buy a business.
Correct.
So we've got to get creative.
Okay. Got it.
And I'll be happy to talk about that in our next segment.
Well, that sounds good.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so that means that from the financing perspective, it's not always like go and get a SBA, Small Business Administration
no,
loan.
No, because a bank loan, SBA backing a bank loan,
yeah.
they're just going to lend against assets.
Right, yeah, and it goes on their house. Yeah.
Goodwill.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I have a feeling I know what your answer is going to be on that question, too.
I don't like your feelings, though.
Like his feelings better than his singing.
That's right. Yeah, you've definitely got that. You've definitely got that right. Well, excellent. Well, for all our listeners, we've got Bob Ward on, who's with Perpetual Business, the owner mm-hmm. of a Perpetual Business, talking about business succession and continuity.
Taking the suck out of succession.
There you go.
And if you have questions for him, call us at 866-712-1300. We're going to be right back with more on Open House with Team Reba.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.